I can't tell you, I couldn't sleep all night. All the years I have wanted to be in Manila on the day of OBR, and I'm finally here. And I want to say that it's incredible. This country is incredible. This country is amazing. And I just want to say, you are leading the world in what it means to create revolution. You are leading the world. I have so many things I want to say, but just a few things. The last few days, I've been on a wild tour of the Philippines, led by the amazing Gabriela sisters, who are my heart, who I feel so proud to be an honorary member of. And I've been all over this country, and I've seen what women are suffering in Tondo, living in the poverty. I see what they're suffering without attention, without care, and now they're dumping coal in their backyard. We need to rise for the women of Tondo. I've been to Tacloban, where I met the sisters who were survivors of the storm, and they haven't gotten justice yet, and this government needs to bring justice for the victims of Yolanda. I've been in Cebu, where women are being sex trafficked, and we need to rise for the women in this country who are sex trafficked and sex enslaved in militarized zones and everywhere. I was in Davao City, and I have to say, I spent the morning with the Lumas, talking and listening to the struggle and what's going on in the range. And I have to say, what is happening to the Lumas is a national outrage. And this government needs to stop militarizing and stop killing and stop harassing and stop destroying these precious indigenous people who carry the future of the Philippines and the earth in their ways, in their wisdom, and in their bodies. I'm rising today for the workers at KMU. I'm rising for the farmers. I'm rising for women across this country who have been battered and raped and harassed and can't speak out because they're afraid to speak out. And I want you to know, across the planet today, already, they're arriving this morning in New Zealand, in Australia. I saw them dancing on the beaches. There are thousands and thousands of people rising across the world against imperialism, against the plundering of our earth and resources, against insane and morbid capitalism, which is making poverty and more poor people in every direction. And I am rising so that the spirit of women, our bodies, our revolution that lives in our bodies can be free and released and potent and take back this planet from the tyrants and the murderers. So I want you to do one thing with me this morning. Can you? I want you to take one big breath and inhale. Inhale. Ready? One big breath and inhale. Inhale. Exhale. Very good. This time when you inhale, I want you to inhale all the power of revolution you have in your body and the way you are in solidarity with the rest of this planet. And when you exhale, I want you to let out a sound that makes the sound of your empowered, revolutionary, solidary self. You ready? Inhale. Exhale. Ah! That was not good enough. Let's do it again. Inhale. Exhale. Much better. I just want to say, in closing, I want to thank Monique Wilson, because she has been a total champion of OBR in this country and around the world. She is an amazing leader and has done an incredible job coordinating and facilitating OBR internationally. And I just bless her from the bottom of my heart for bringing revolution here. And I want to thank my Gabriela sisters. You are awesome. You are some of the most radical, brilliant, wise, funny, outrageous, sexy women I've met on the whole world. And I thank every group who is here today in alliance, in solidarity. Let's make a revolution. Thank you.